Hello, and welcome to the Imagineer Podcast, your unofficial guide to all things Disney. I'm your host, Matthew Krull, and you're listening to another bonus episode of the Imagineer Podcast. Because it is the beginning of the holiday season, in today's episode, we are going to head over to California Adventure Park over at Disneyland in Anaheim, California, of course, and listen to World of Color Winter Dreams. I know that there's a lot of different holiday shows out there between Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. We have Holiday Wishes. You can also check out Sunset Greetings over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. You have Holiday Illuminations at Epcot. There are just so many different holiday shows to experience. But I thought that for this one, we would head over to the West Coast and again experience World of Color Winter Dreams, which I did get the chance to experience in person back in December of 2015. So I thought this would be an excellent way for us to kick off the holiday season and give you a little extra magic with a bonus episode to help you to get into the spirit of the season. So again, in today's episode, we're simply just going to go ahead and hop on over together to Disney California Adventure Park. We'll enjoy World of Color Winter Dreams with your very special guest, Olaf, of course, from the Frozen movies. And then at the end of the show, we'll come back and I'll tell you a little bit more about how you can connect with the Imagineer Podcast, including a new way to connect with us, as well as a very extra special project that we are working on beginning this holiday season. So no matter where you are, grab some headphones, pull up your favorite armchair, and enjoy World of Color Winter Dreams.
Surrounding Paradise Bay will be dimmed so you can fully experience Disney's thrilling nighttime spectacular World of Color Winter Dreams. For your safety and for the safety of others, please remain in the same area until the lights return to normal. And please be advised that guests located close to the waterfront will get wet. Our performing fountains hope you enjoy a colorful and immersive experience. Thank you.
Damas y caballeros, niños y niñas, en unos cuantos minutos, las luces alrededor de Paradise Bay se bajarán para que puedan disfrutar en su totalidad la emocionante vivencia del espectáculo de agua nocturno de Disney, World of Color Winter Dreams. Para su seguridad y la seguridad de los demás, por favor, permanezcan en la misma área hasta que las luces se hayan encendido por completo de nuevo. Y por favor, tomen en cuenta que los visitantes que estén cerca del agua definitivamente se van a mojar. Nuestras fuentes artistas esperan que ustedes disfruten esta vivencia y se empapen de color y alegría. Gracias.
Yeah. a holiday looks like. Oh, I love it. Look at all the colors and people and snowflakes. It's like a winter dream. The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
just like we rehearsed.
chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
season's greetings. Anyway, let's see what the world is up to this wonderful winter season. 'Tis the season to be jolly.
like to close my eyes and imagine what it'd be like when summer does come. Damn the lion fuzz, and I'll be doing whatever snow does in summer. My drink in my hand, and my snow up against the burning sand, probably getting gorgeously tanned in summer. We'll finally see a summer breeze blow away a winter storm, and find out what happens to solid water when it gets warm. And I can't wait to see my buddies all think of me. Just imagine how much cooler I'll be in summer. Winter's a good time to say it and cuddle, but put me in summer and I'll be a happy snowman. When life gets rough, I like to hold on to my dream of relaxing in the summer sun, just letting off steam. Oh, the sky.
Join us for World of Color Winter Dreams. Have a pleasant evening, and may all your holiday wishes come true.
We close out our third ever bonus episode of the Imagineer podcast. I hope that this episode filled you with the holiday spirit. I really did love getting the chance to see World of Color Winter Dreams in person, and I'm very curious to hear from you if you have had the opportunity to experience World of Color Winter Dreams, if you are a local to the Disneyland parks, or perhaps if you had the chance to visit Disneyland during the holidays. Have you had the chance to experience World of Color Winter Dreams in person? Or if you haven't, what is your favorite way to experience the holidays, either at Walt Disney World, at Disneyland Paris, or even at home with the magic of Disney in your very own house? You can let me know in several ways. You can either send me an email at imagineerpodcast@gmail.com, or of course you can send me a direct message on any of our social media channels. We have a lot out there, of course. You can follow us and send me a message on Facebook or Instagram at Imagineer Podcast, and we have some great content being posted there as well, so to be sure to follow us on both Facebook and Instagram. You can also reach out on Twitter. Our handle there is at Imagineer Audio, and I would encourage you to also join our Facebook group, which is the Imagineer Podcast Disney Fan Community. And as I said, there's another way, a new way, for you to be able to share your feedback with us. I have had many people reach out to me before through direct message saying that they would love to be on the show, and unfortunately there's just no way to have everybody on the show with me. I wish that there was a way that I could have everybody as a guest, but I thought perhaps the best way for you to be able to hear your own voice on the show is to open up a new voicemail service where you can really leave your voice feedback, and I'll be happy to play that feedback on a future episode of the Imagineer podcast, whether you leave your thoughts about this particular episode about World of Color Winter Dreams or the holidays at Disney, or you leave your feedback about another podcast episode or just about the podcast in general, or even if you have questions about visiting Walt Disney World or Disneyland, you're more than welcome to leave a voice message. And again, I'd be happy to play that message on a future episode of the Imagineer podcast. So here's the number to call. You can call 516-406-8376. Again, that number to call for the Imagineer podcast is 516-406-8376. You can leave a message there, whether you're at the parks, want to leave a message from the parks, or if you are just simply at home or in the car after listening to this episode and you want to leave your feedback on one of those episodes. Again, 516-406-8376 is the number to call, and I'll be sure to leave that number in the show notes below for you as well to make things even easier. And as always, if you don't already subscribe to the Imagineer podcast, well, please do so. There are so many places to subscribe to us. If you love the show, you can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or just about every place for you to be. We have episodes going up on YouTube as well, so many places to listen and subscribe to the Imagineer podcast. And if you love the show, one of the best things you can do is to leave us a rating and a review in the iTunes store, or even on Facebook. Those are probably the two best channels to rate and review us. If you leave your thoughts about the Imagineer podcast in a review, I would love to read that review in a future episode of the show. And again, every single rating and review makes a huge difference for us in helping us to grow our podcast and let iTunes know especially that this is a great podcast community for others to enjoy. And another way that you can help this show is, of course, to share out the podcast. Whether you share out this episode and want to give someone some extra special Disney holiday magic, or you share out another episode of the show or just the podcast in general, whether you share us out on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, share us to Instagram stories, or simply just share with your friends directly, those are all different ways that you can help to spread that holiday magic and let others know that our podcast exists. It does make a huge difference. And the last thing I want to tell you about today, actually, is one thing I alluded to at the beginning of this podcast episode, which is a new project that I am working on. Some of you might have seen me announce this on Instagram and Facebook a few weeks ago, but one of the things that I'm very passionate about is education. It's something that I was very fortunate enough growing up to get a strong education. You know, I went to college, I went to grad school because I knew the value of having an education and an advanced degree. But unfortunately, not everybody in the world out there has the opportunity to get the education that they need. And I'm talking about kids as young as elementary school or junior high or high school. Not every classroom, not every teacher has the opportunity through funding to give their kids and their students what they need to help to educate them. And education is so important to helping to make our dreams come true. And that's why this holiday season, and then extending even beyond that, I'm partnering with DonorsChoose.org. For those of you who don't know what this organization is, it is an incredible organization, charity that helps students, helps teachers, helps classrooms get the tools, the resources, the equipment that they need to be able to educate students and give them, again, that strong foundation so that they can build their future careers and make their own dreams come true. There's particular projects that you can help to fund, or you can fund and help to sponsor DonorsChoose.org overall. So what I've done is I've created a page, which is DonorsChoose.org/ImagineYourPodcast. I'll go ahead and post that link into the show notes below. I'm helping to raise money for DonorsChoose.org for kids who are in need of those resources to help them with their education, to help make their own dreams come true. And would, of course, love if you would take the time this holiday season, whether you give $1, $5, $20, $25, whatever you can, to help to sponsor these kids and help give them the education that they need to make their dreams come true in the future. And that's why also, if you sign up at patreon.com/ImagineYourPodcast, which is our VIP membership for this show, in the months of November and December, 100% of those proceeds are going to go straight to DonorsChoose.org. And if you purchase Imagine Your Podcast merchandise, again at the link below, in the show notes, or you can go to teespring.com/stores/ImagineYourPodcast. It's very complicated, so I'll put the link in the show notes below. If you purchase any Imagine Your Podcast merchandise, 50% of those proceeds are also going to go to DonorsChoose.org in the months of November and December in the spirit of holiday giving and giving back, and again, just the spirit of this show and knowing that education is a real strong way to make sure that you can make your own dreams come true. So again, anything you can do to help, to support our cause, join the Dream Team Project to help DonorsChoose.org makes a tremendous difference, not just for the show, but more importantly, for kids out there who are in need of the resources that they need to make their own dreams come true. So I thank those of you who have already donated and taken the time to even purchase merchandise or sign up for VIP membership. All that goes to help DonorsChoose.org. And that reminds me, of course, the last message I like to close out every episode of this show is to remind you, especially during this holiday season, that happiness is something that you can control. It is something that, you know, if you have a dream, if you have a vision, if you have a goal, go for it. It just takes one step to get started today. That one small step that you take today is that first step to making that dream come true. So if you have a dream, go after it. Do everything that you can to make that dream come true. And remember, as always, that quote from Horizons, if you can dream it, you can do it. Thank you so much, and we'll see you on a future episode of the Imagineer Podcast.
I'm doing what I enjoy doing. It's like other men like to play golf, so they play golf every chance they can. So you don't say to them, how come you're playing golf today? You played last week. It was the same with me. To me, it is such fun creating characters, writing stories, even doing interviews, even though I can't hear most of what the guy says to me. But it's an exciting life, and when you do something that you know the fans seem to enjoy, that gives you such satisfaction, you don't want to stop.